Hey, Linda, do you fancy coming to a party tonight?
I'd like to, Steve, but I'm not sure I've got time to get myself ready.
And what about my hair?
Do you have a problem here? Full at the back, thin at the front, greasy here, there a little bit dry? Then try the new intelligent hairspray from the Quando Salon. Apply once and let the hairspray itself find the places you need it most. The Quando hairspray not only works intelligently, but it will make you look and sound more intelligent too.
Uncertainty principle. The principle that it is impossible to precisely specify certain quantities simultaneously.
You see? It works!
Linda, you look great, and I had no idea you knew so much about plate tectonics.
Let's just say I've got an intelligent friend.
The new Extra Texture Intelligent Hairspray, one of a range of products formulated and controlled by the Laboratoire Quando, King Street Southwest 4.
Welcome to the world of Quando, a hair salon like no other hair salon. The ultimate in service, style and something for the weekend.
I want to look like Guy Fawkes.
I want to look like Jeremy Clarkson.
No, no!
Just get you under our new hairdryer, Mrs. M. Not too hot for you, is it, Mrs. M?
I want to look like Sweeney Todd.
Quando, 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 and who are our heroes in this tale? Three simple Italian brothers whose vision is now writ large in the annals of hairdressing history. Carlo Quando, the business brains.
So you see, gentlemen, with profits up like this, we cannot go wrong.
René Quando, the cultured craftsman.
So you see, ladies, with your hair up like that, you will always look smart.
And Charlie Quando, a teenage talent on a learning curve more gentle than the slopes of Mount Fuji.
So you see, children. Oh, who threw that?
So how have these gentle giants achieved their greatness? Listen to their world, gentle listener, and cull what you can.
No, Grandma, no, no. The little drawer which comes out is not to put your cocoa on. It's for the compact disc. You wait for the man to come. He will explain everything to you and Grandpa nice and slow. All about the mouse and the internet. No, no, no. There are no mice in the computer, Grandma. You wait for the man. Okay, bene. Ciao, Grandma. Ciao. I'm not so sure, Carlo. I buy the computer for Grandma and Grandpa so we don't have to struggle to read Grandpa's letters no more. But the last thing she wants to know if the World Wide Web has anything to do with Spider-Man.
I don't know where she gets these crazy ideas.
See, I think the older generation, they watch too much television.
So, a normal day at the office. On the fifth floor, the Quando's most selective stylist, Anthony Keystone, finishes a consultation for another new customer.
Hair history, style, color. Yes, that completes all the questions. Well, thank you for your time.
Sorry?
We'll let you know.
Well, don't you get a haircut?
We'll send you a letter, lady. A consultation alone is no guarantee of a haircut. Now, if you don't mind, I've got a lot of other people to see. Next!
The Quando Salon. Fashionable, famous, full, and celebrated across the globe. But international recognition means international competition. In Russia, the enormous Soviet hairdressing collective in the Urals collapses under the pressure to keep up. In Japan, the day may begin with the ceremonial greeting of the scissors. But talk soon gets round to the news from England.
The Quandos of Britain are doing better than ever. If only we could make our hairdressers like theirs. I am not so sure. Those Quandos, I abhor their ridiculous round eyes and giant hands. There is only one way to beat them. We must copy everything about them. Right down to that camp one, Anthony. Yes, yes. Especially the camp one.
Yes, imitation. The sincerest form of flattery or just people with no imagination trying to copy you. But as René Quando knows, even plagiarists can be good for business. At any one time, 20% of Quando's clients are industrial spies. And never an hour goes by without the Quando receptionists being an unwitting go-between for some secret message.
Quando, 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 good morning.
I have a message for the man in the raincoat at Basin 19. Tell him there is no K in typewriter.
There is no K in typewriter. Thank you.
Nice to see you here again, Mr. Brzezinski, and so soon after your last visit. How's the spying business?
You know, like this, like that.
What's it to be today?
Well, what about the foil highlighting?
Foil highlighting? Oh, yesterday it was tinting, the day before it was a wash and finish. It's almost as if you were working your way down the Quando range of services.
Yes. Tell me, René, which grip do you use with the scissors? The European or the Russian penhold?
Neither. I have developed my very own technique, using scissors sharpened to my very own specifications. Mm. Look at these technical drawings of my specially designed lathe.
I see what you mean. You have geared the sliding tool holder to the spindle, enabling a far superior rate of rotation and cut.
I see you know lathes, Mr. Brzezinski.
I only dabble. Do you mind if I take a photograph?
Be my guest.
Thank you.
On the wash basins, Quando's champion chatterbox Tracy Alcock is holding forth, with a spy from the Icelandic gentleman's outfitters, Hallgrim, Hallgrimsson and Dottir, hanging on every word.
Anyway, then we all went to TGR Wednesdays for the Wham night. Mm. They had an auction of George Michael figurines. My friend Carol's got 200 of them, all different. Mm. She got them from, like, those tokens on dog food at the co-op. Mm-hmm. £500 she spent on those tokens, and she didn't even have a dog. Mm. Would you like conditioner, Mr. Hallgrimsson?
Yes, please.
Styling mousse?
Yes.
Hot wax, cold wax?
Yes.
Enhancing, volumizing shampoo, moisture seal, glossing shampoo, curl relaxer.
No flake anti-dandruff shampoo, seriously shiny hair tailing serum. Now it's just needed rebalancing conditioner.
You want the lot, then? You all right, Mr. Hallgrimsson?
Mm-hmm.
So how can the Quandos be so blasé? Because there is one thing that cannot be copied. The Quando secret formula. The factor X that goes into all the Quando shampoo and conditioner, into every ounce of Quando gel and pomade.
And now for the finishing touch.
Carlo, you're a genius.
That's the secret formula.
Fantastic.
The secret formula, Grandpa Quando's 60-year-old recipe for hair tonic, which is to hair what catnip is to cats, and to Quando style what icing is to cake. Until one day...
Mamma mia!
It's gone! What has it gone?
The Grandpa's secret formula, I had it in the safe!
Oh, Charlie, the secret formula, Carlo, will make your gatos look like a guts.
It's only a little piece of paper.
And did you have a plan if you ever lost the piece of paper?
I was going to, ask Grandpa. Quick! The phone! Oh, Grandpa.
He's engaged!
Engaged. I'm sorry, Carlo, I don't know what to do. I've phoned since yesterday, and all the time it is busy. The spies, they steal the secret formula, now we cannot make her good no more.
Okay, I phoned Mama. She tried to get in touch with Grandpa and Grandma to check they're all right. Now I have to see about our guests who steal things.
Oh, I'm so sorry to bother you, Mr. Quando. Thomas Whitney, one of the spies. Look, I know this is a bit awkward, but would you mind if I just use the fax machine for a moment? I've a report I'd like to get to head office before lunchtime.
Right, that's it. I have had enough of this funny business. Get out!
Well, I'd be quite happy to pay.
Get out!
Really, I say...
The straw that broke the camel's back, and for the first time since Quando's scissor snipped human hair...
Santa Maria!
Calm Carlo Quando is cross.
All spies report to the reception area immediately. All spies report to the reception area immediately.
Well, I guess that'll be you, Mr. Smith.
How'd you know I was a spy?
Well, that's either a piece of recording equipment in your pocket, or you're pleased to see me.
From every corner, from whatever nook and cranny they had lodged themselves, the spies are prized free.
Attention, spies. Over the last few years, we have grown to tolerate your constant snooping. However, in the last 24 hours, things have changed. One of you has broken into Charlie's safe and stolen the Quando secret formula. Now, who was it? The longer you keep quiet, the longer we are all going to be here. Right, if that's the way you want to play it, out, all of you!
Aww.
All of you go out and don't ever come back!
So, the spies are barred and business is sent spinning into a sudden slump. But with no secret formula, a much more pressing danger threatens the very existence of the Salon.
Mr. Quando, I don't want to trouble you, but we appear to be running out of styling mousse, and some of the customers are complaining that their hair is, well, rather flat.
Down on floor 3, a block booking of Elvis impersonators is not faring any better.
So, gentlemen, just add the finishing touches to your quiffs.
Thank you very much.
Unfortunately, we haven't got any more of the Quando Paint's 100-year hold. What about some hair clips?
Thank you very much.
It's a no-good, boys. The Quandos are finished. No one can get in touch with the Grandpa, and we have run out of the secret formula.
Well, Steve and I, we have been working on the Quando rooftop farm trying to create a new secret formula. Steve?
Well, it's not exactly the same as the old one, Mr. Quando.
But it's the same color, see?
And have you tried it out yet?
Yeah. You know Mr. Madison, who sometimes comes in for the highlights with his extremely long mane of flowing golden curls?
Yes.
Well, now, he's bald.
Hello, yes, I've come to see Mr. Quando.
I'm sorry, he's in a meeting. And anyway, Mr. Philby, you know the rules, no spies.
Actually, I haven't come to have my hair cut. I've come to make him an offer. So there we are, Mr. Quando's. There just aren't the openings in spying there once were, and the fact is a lot of the chaps don't know anything else. Our offer is to find whoever it was that stole the secret formula if you will let us have our old jobs back, so to speak.
Okay. But when you get to the formula, you must have promised not to read it.
Rightio, but how will we know it is the secret formula?
Well, actually, it's in Grandpa Quando's illegible handwriting, if you can read it. It's not the secret formula.
So, just as they are at their lowest ebb, a hint of salvation surfaces from the very quarter the Quandos least suspect. And not 2 hours pass before a familiar face brings the news that our hero's woes are at an end.
Is this Quando Hair Salon?
Yes.
One secret formula. Sign here, please. Everybody, boys, not only have we got our formula back, I have just had an email from a grandma.
Yeah!
She says she is sorry not to have been in touch. No one could have phoned in or out because Grandpa has spent 2 weeks solid surfing the internet.
Grandpa kept Grandma off the phone for 2 weeks?
How did he do that without her killing him?
I don't know. I guess that's just Grandpa's secret formula.
Formula!
So, the formula is saved, and with it the secret to the spectacular success of this oh-so-special salon. But what further twists lie in the path of our tinting titans? Find out this and more in your next appointment with the intrepid trio, the brothers three that are Quando, Quando, Quando.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, Quando, Quando, Quando.
Oh, would it look like Joe Bagner? Oh, would it look like Joe Bagner? Oh, would... Oh, no, I don't.
My darling, tell me when...
Quando, Quando, Quando was written by Rainer Hirsch and Mark Mayer and featured Mark Mayer, Rainer Hirsch, Catherine Tate and Stephen Greif. The producer was Claire Jones.
I want to look like Mata Hari.
Covering Titan!
Ha! When...